What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, September 18th. Good morning. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman.
Quick action preventing a potential shooting yesterday at a St. Louis County school.
A former student of the Rittner School District enrolled elsewhere was arrested in the parking lot of Husky Academy. He had a handgun in his possession and had allegedly made a threat on social media. Chris Kilbride, the Rittner superintendent, tells KMOX just how quickly the district and law enforcement acted after the post was brought to their attention.
24 minutes from the time that the online threat was received to the time that the threat was reduced.
Charges are pending against the student, who is only being identified as a juvenile. Outside the Rittner School District, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
This is Stuart McMillan at the Cathedral Basilica at Central West End, where police have arrested a man who was able to commandeer a piece of construction equipment here that was being used to do some tuck pointing on the church. Commonly known as a cherry picker, he was able to smash it onto the Angel of Harmony statue. I'm looking at the statue right now. It's laying on its side with that piece of equipment still on top of it. St. Louis City Police have a 35-year-old man in custody, and they say he even fired a shot when they were chasing him. He was finally arrested at Euclid in Maryland last night.
Today, a case challenging the constitutionality of Illinois' assault weapons sales ban continues in East St. Louis.
In their openings, plaintiffs argue the law should be ruled unconstitutional because they say it violates the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Attorneys for the state argued the Constitution does not protect weapons designed for military use, basing that on a 2008 Supreme Court decision. In day two, a longtime engineer for Remington Firearms testified that AR-style weapons targeted by the Illinois ban are not able to be converted into fully automatic weapons for military use. A state attorney, upon cross-examination, noted Remington marketed modern sporting rifles in the same category as military and law enforcement weapons until 2013. The trial is scheduled through Friday, but it could wrap up early. Capital News Illinois has been in the courtroom. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Amazon warehouse workers are marching on the boss today, demanding better pay and safer working conditions. Chris Mono, STL-8 employee at Amazon, was injured while on the job in 2022.
I'm not an isolated story. There's many others like me in the same position. They've canceled my health insurance. I haven't received a paycheck since January.
The workers have 800 signatures supporting their demands for $25 an hour. Amazon warehouse workers in New York, Georgia, and New Jersey are making the same demands.
Warning signs will soon be posted along parts of Coldwater Creek that still test positive for radiation. Coldwater Creek is a North County site where nuclear waste from World War II research was dumped. For decades, neighborhood kids swam there without knowing.
You know, I wish back then that there would have been signs to warn people 30, 40 years ago for kids like me and parents like my mom and dad, but there wasn't. And I think that we focus now on protecting the future.
Karen Nickel from the Just Moms group points to the rise in rare cancers and autoimmune diseases, especially among young people in the Florissant area. The EPA virtual meeting begins at 6. We will monitor it for updates.
Jefferson County Police want their only John Doe case solved.
The naked man was pulled ashore from the Mississippi River south of Festus by fishermen back in September of 94. He had no tattoos or anything else to help police get some identification.
Law enforcement has changed over the last 30 years with our capabilities, and DNA wasn't really on the forefront of anybody's mind back then.
Now, Captain Matt Moore with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says they've unearthed the man's body from a cemetery in Bellefonte Neighbors with the hopes of getting this cold case solved.
I imagine that there are family members somewhere in this country that are wondering what happened to their loved one, and I think it would be good to give them some closure.
Moore says the department spent about $1,000 to get the remains dug up. There'll be more costs with the DNA testing, which should take up to 6 months to complete. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, for the first time in more than a decade, Missouri could see state revenue decline for 2 years in a row. That's after the state enjoyed double-digit revenue growth for the previous 2 years. Through last week, general revenue receipts were down more than 3%, but September will be an important month as the state takes in quarterly payments from businesses and individuals. Missouri's not the only state experiencing this, according to the Missouri Independent. Many states were enjoying new spending, tax cuts, and federal COVID money, but now revenue isn't growing as fast as inflation. That said, Missouri has more than $4.8 billion in its general revenue fund, and that is the third highest balance in state history. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.